She's coming for me, I know. And on wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding wildfire. On wildfire, we're gonna ride. We're gonna leave.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal investigators are delving into the history of the man suspected of carrying out a sniper attack on a Dallas ICE facility.
The bullets rained down onto an ICE van transporting undocumented immigrants. Not rapid-fire shots, but according to witnesses,
he would shoot, he would wait 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, he would shoot.
The FBI says Joshua John was targeting ICE agents. In the end, he would kill one detainee and seriously wound two others. No ICE agents were hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Under pressure from the president, the new U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia is moving quickly, ABC News has learned, to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey. The claim is that Comey lied to Congress, even though prosecutors in that U.S. attorney's office have sent a memo recommending no charges be brought. President Trump wants a full investigation into why the escalator he and the first lady were on suddenly stopped as he was headed up to give his speech at the U.N. This is ABC News. October 1st, the deadline Congress must reach on funding to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats say they won't move until subsidies for those on Obamacare are restored. Republicans say no to that. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
With a government shutdown looming, Democrats and Republicans are in a standoff. The White House warning federal agencies that mass firings could be coming, quote, in the event Democrats decide to shut down the government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer dismissing the threat, writing, quote, Donald Trump has been firing federal workers since day one, not to govern, but to scare. This is nothing new and has nothing to do with funding the government.
Ink up, South Korea. The parliament there has just passed a new bill that would allow for the first time people to give tattoos without having a medical license. It's the only country in the world with such a restriction. Tens of thousands of tattoo artists have been working underground in South Korea for decades. The Tattooist Act passed by 195-0 vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Assembly Republican lawmakers hope to alleviate Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage. During a Tuesday press conference, Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson said the average home price in Wisconsin is now about $340,000, and the average age of a first-time home buyer is 38. A jury has found a Jordanian man not guilty of felony sexual assault in Marathon County. Mohammed Al-Sayeri was accused of forcing himself on a woman who he met through a Muslim dating app and married under Sharia law. Al-Sayeri is accused of entering the U.S. illegally at the southern border and faces likely deportation. And a Texas-based convenience store chain has the go-ahead to build its first Wisconsin location. The city of Oak Creek has given approval for Buc-ee's to build a massive gas station and convenience store along I-94 near Milwaukee. Buc-ee's is hoping to open the location by 2027.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents, That Was Easy.
So my sandwich shop was opening in a week, and I needed signage.
A week is plenty of time to panic.
I went to Staples. They printed banners, posters, and flyers to promote my grand opening.
All in time for your grand closing.
Nope, I had it same day. I even got $125 off my order.
Holy onions. For all your business printing, Staples.
That was easy.
Now save up to $125 on custom print orders. In-store and online, same day if ordered by 12 p.m. Ends 11-1. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 53 for a low tomorrow. More sunshine, high once again in the mid to upper 70s. This sunny warm pattern is going to continue through the weekend and most of next week. You need a barbecue sauce that's better than all that store stuff. Grandpa's is sweet and savory, just a hint of smoke, and you can get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken then some, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been my own.
living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. Sideways on a honky tonk tear. I'm more
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Wade Hayes, and Old Enough to Know Better here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, expecting 70s today, and quiet weather in our ag weather forecast. We'll have that here coming up this hour. Also have our newsmaker segment coming up this hour as well. And next week, we'll be in Madison at World Dairy Expo. And World Dairy Expo, of course, going on. Really, a lot of the stuff starts on Sunday with some of the contests, especially for the 4-H and FFA. All of the exhibits, they open up on Tuesday, but we'll be there from Monday through Friday morning at the World Dairy Expo. So be listening for reports from this year's World Dairy Expo in Madison. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Make every drop count, driving results for dairy. That's the theme at this year's joint annual meeting of the National Milk Producers Federation, National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, and United Dairy Industry Association. It's coming up November 10th through the 12th in Arlington, Texas. And here with a preview is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
Yes, so this will be the 28th time that the National Milk Producers Federation and Dairy Management Inc., the National Checkoff Group, have collaborated to put on a meeting for our leaders and others in the industry who have leadership positions, be that in state or national checkoff groups or else in dairy cooperatives. And so this year, Bill, we're going to be meeting outside of Dallas in Arlington, Texas, right across from the Rangers baseball stadium, to talk about some of the balls that we've been handling, so to speak, for dairy in the past year. A big one is going to be what's happening with nutrition policy. Obviously, there's been a lot of news this year through the Trump administration on making America healthy again, the recent report that was released, and that affects us potentially in positive ways as well as potentially negative ones. One of the big things we've seen is that the recent MAHA report called for more support and more distribution of whole milk, and that's a battle we've been fighting, you know, for decades, really, and whole milk sales are rebounding, and now we have the endorsement, essentially, of this MAHA commission report. So we're going to be hearing about that from some of our staff, talking about the issue of how we advance the dairy voice in health policy. And then we're also going to have an outside speaker, Nina Teicholz, who is a science journalist, and she's developed quite a voice and quite a following among people who really are question a lot of the conventional wisdom about food as it relates to heart health and cardiovascular disease. So she's quite prominent on this, and we'll look forward to hearing what she has to say on the topic of full-fat dairy products.
Well, Chris, it's not a presidential year like some years you hold the annual meeting, but a lot of news surrounding politics and the Trump administration. Will there be anything around immigration policy and farm workers?
Yes, we will also have a main stage discussion focused on immigration policy and farm labor and what we need to do as the dairy community to work together and work with others in agriculture and others, other advocates for immigration to address an issue that's become even more acute this year, which is figuring out how we can have a reliable and legal access to farm workers, because that's become a real issue of concern for many years, Bill, but it's become much more acute this year because of the concerns about the immigration policy of the Trump administration. And then we're also going to have a discussion about what the economic outlook is for the dairy economy next year. This has been a pretty good year, although if you look at commodity prices here in September, we've seen a sharp downturn in the wholesale prices for cheese and butter. And so obviously that's going to cause people to be concerned about what that means for milk prices and margins ultimately as we wind up this year and head into next year. So that'll be a focus for us. And then one of the other breakout sessions we have will be discussing dairy in the artificial intelligence age and really how the public understands the benefits of consuming dairy products when they're going to things like ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot to get answers about, is dairy good for me? Is dairy good for the planet? And so we're going to have a discussion here about when increasing numbers of people use AI software to do these sorts of web searches, what are they finding right now, and what would we like them to find that's a positive story for dairy in the future?
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. And again, the joint annual meeting coming up November 10th through the 12th in Arlington, Texas.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
This is National Farm Safety and Health Week. Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety.
This year's theme is safety first, avoid the worst.
And this year's campaign runs this week, right during harvest time when there's a lot of extra activity on the roads.
Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when the tractors and the combines are turning left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass. So there needs to be that awareness out there and to share the road.
Be safe out there. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patty Loveless and Chains here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 50 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk up 10 to 17.14, November up 4 to 16.56, December and January steady, December at 16.75, January 16.80. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 3.5 to 164.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 164. One trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6 to 162. 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 114.5. 14 trades on the day. Dry way up 0.5 to 64.5. No trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are both called mixed today. The quarterly hogs and pigs report will be released today. Selling pressure continued through the livestock complex yesterday. The only exception, September feeder cattle, as today is the last trading day for that contract. Continued weakness in boxed beef and lower cash and cutouts for pork, all causing the weakness in the livestock sector. October live cattle opens the day at 234.05, December 236.82, February 238.97. September feeder cattle open at 365.37, October 359.62, November 357.80. October hogs open at 99.42, December 88.12, February 89.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly higher on technical buying, and also news that Argentina would reboot their export tax, and that is helping to provide some support to the markets. Now, there's still some pressure by harvest activity, favorable Brazilian planting weather, weak technicals, and limited bullish news, especially from the Chinese soybean trade. We'll see if this export tax from Argentina, though, might move China to move back to U.S. beans. December corn and March and May corn all up 2.5 this morning. December 426 and 3/4, March 443 and a half, May 452 and 3/4. New crop 26 up 1 3/4 to 463 and a quarter. November and January beans both up 6 3/4. November at 10.15 3/4. January 10.35 1/4. March up 6.5 to 10.51 1/4. New crop 26 up 4 1/4 to 10.66. December soybean meal now up 80 cents to 276.90. October soybean oil up 63 cents to 49.92. Chicago wheat December up 3 1/4 to 5.22 3/4. March up 3 to 5.41. Minneapolis wheat December up 2.5 to 5.70 1/4. March up 8 3/4 this morning to 5.96 1/2. Energy markets this morning, November crude oil down 31 cents to 64.68, December down 27 cents to 64.12. October and November gas, meanwhile, both up both down a cent, rather. October now down to 201 and November at 195. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Local markets from Wednesday at Alsivia Durand, cash and October corn 364, December 369, new crop 26, 402. Cash and October beans 899, December 909, new crop 26, 952. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, $3.79 and a quarter. October, November, $3.74 and a quarter. December, $3.79 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn, $3.78. October, $3.72. December, $3.77. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.69. New crop, $3.69. Cash and new crop beans, $9.24. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, $3.74. New crop, $4.11. Cash beans, $9.14. New crop, $26.972. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.80. October and November, $3.77. New crop, $26.416. Cash beans, $9.20. October to November, $9.15. New crop, $26.1001. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.67. New crop at $3.71. Cash and new crop beans, $9.27. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, $226 to $242. Holstein fed cattle, $200 to $224. Market cows, $115 to $162. Bulls, $140 to $214. Calves, $500 to $1,800. Beef steers, $258 to $655. Holstein steers, $249 to $520. Sheep markets, light lambs, $300 and down. Market lambs, $235 and down. Ewes, $100 and down. Rams, $185 and down. Goat markets, does, $140 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs, $100 to $275. Fed lambs, $200 to $240. Ewes, $50 to $120. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those William Moore boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
never call me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop us out and you can't make us run, cause we're them old boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns on land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I've been sent to spread the message.
God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
Oh, look out.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Many global customers are beginning to recognize the value that U.S. pork brings to their customers. Mike Davis has more.
Many global customers recognize the value U.S. pork brings to their customers. Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development with the National Pork Board, explains that strong demand overseas continues to be a bright spot for producers, helping to add value to U.S. pork and pork products.
$4.79 billion through July in U.S. pork exports to our global markets, and really see a really strong demand pull from our partners in Central America and Northern South America. So thinking Mexico, Colombia, and really all those Central American customers continue to come into the marketplace and show really strong demand for U.S. pork.
Stability in export demand provides reassurance for producers. For now, the consistent support from international markets underscores the strong reputation of U.S. pork.
We're still seeing really, really strong demand for U.S. pork year over year. We are slightly below where we were in 24, but we've got to remember 24 was a record year for U.S. pork exports. And so really strong demand. And I think that's the surprise, is just the value that those global customers continue to see in U.S. pork.
U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF, executes marketing programs on our behalf and positions U.S. pork as a safe, high-quality, and consistent product. Additionally, it leverages checkoff dollars with USDA Foreign Agriculture Service contributions. The Market Access Program matches checkoff dollars invested, meaning strategic partnerships create a strong return on investment for U.S. pork producers.
As we continue to grow the international marketplace, I mean, last year, you know, we were close to 30% of the overall pork was exported. And so as we think about overall demand, as strong and as important as the domestic market is, that international marketplace for those cuts and those items that our traditional Americans don't eat and don't enjoy. And so this really brings that value add back to our producers. Not only our pork producers, but also our grain farmers that feed and develop the feed for our livestock.
Go to porkcheckoff.org and click on the Markets tab for more information on pork export opportunities and international marketing developments. I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale. Quiet and dry weather is expected through the middle of next week. It'll be a warm one, too, as highs will range from the low 70s to low 80s through the forecast period. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Light winds becoming west at 5 to 9. We'll see 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear patchy fog late, lows 50 to 55, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. West winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northwest. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 54 to 59%. Light winds becoming east at around 5. Again, we'll see 11 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. And for Wednesday, continued partly sunny highs once again, 75 to 80.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Woodworker, try using lumber cut from your woodlot. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It takes time and patience to dry the wood, but the end result will be an heirloom as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Woodworkers like to use wood they've cut down on their farm. The drying process is important because when wood releases moisture, it can change shape. And you don't want that to happen after the project is finished. Lucas Peters is the digital content manager at Wood Magazine. He says the first step in drying wood is to seal the ends of the boards.
If you haven't already done this with the logs, and even if you have, paint the ends of the boards with latex paint. Give it a good coating. The ends are where the moisture escapes more quickly, and they'll split and check with the uneven drying. So sealing the ends slows down the drying for the ends.
Start the air drying process outdoors where the wind can blow through the stack. Don't put the wood in constant sunlight or the boards might dry too fast and crack. Create a level bed of cinder blocks, add some runners to it, then cross the runners with 4x4 posts. Stack your first layer of wood on top of the posts.
Then you'll want to use inch square, what we call stickers. That's 1 inch by 1 inch pieces of wood. Place those about 2 foot on center on your first layer, then stack your next layer and continue doing that, keeping your stickers right in line. For your top layer, then add another layer of stickers, sheet of plywood, and weight it down with some more cinder blocks. And that's going to keep everything out of the rain and weighted down.
Once it's been outside for a few months, you can bring the wood inside, stacking it the same way. The general rule of thumb for air drying time is 1 year per inch of thickness. You'll have to check the wood periodically for mold and splitting. Use a moisture meter to assess how well it's drying, and when the moisture level has reduced to 10 to 15%, it's ready. Find more tips for drying wood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Security is tight at ICE facilities nationwide following Wednesday's shooting at a detention center in Dallas. The gunman, a 29-year-old who took his own life afterwards, shot and killed one.